Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Yud Beis and Mem Beis. We're three lines from the bottom. We're quoting the Mishnah now, where the Mishnah says, "Be'emes amru achazan." Again, and the hemshech of that was that the chazan could look where the children are reading by the ner, but he himself was not allowed to read. So the Gemara asks the Stira, though, Amar Resha, the first part of the Mishnah seemed to indicate that Roeh, that it seems to be he's allowed to look where the children are reading, and also my love Likro, so that means that also he'd be allowed to read. So, but the Seifa we just said now, you're not allowed to read. So is the Chazan, the guy who's preparing the laning for the next day, is he allowed to be reading or not? So the Gemara answers, Lo l'tzada roshe parshiyosav. No, the Mishnah is telling you that he's only allowed to prepare the beginning of each aliyah, meaning there's seven aliyahs, so he's allowed to look at where the beginning of each aliyah is, and then he'll remind himself, Rashi points this out, he'll remind himself the rest of the laning, and he'll help. Again, we're talking about the times of the Gemara. The times of the Gemara, the person who was getting the aliyah, he'd be the one responsible to lane. Not like nowadays, we have the Baal Kori who's all seven. So what's the guy doing preparing it? No, but the guy who would lane a lot of times would need a little help. He wouldn't know every single, so you have like, people still do this now, with the hand signals and things like that, you'd have someone preparing it on the side, so they didn't have chumashim, so this guy would just double check the night before and make sure that he was okay. So he was just looking at the beginning of each aliyah to remind himself where each aliyah begins and ends, and he would help the person getting the aliyah be able to lean. So the Gemara continues, V'chein, so and also we see the name of Rabbi Shmuel, the same thing, that he prepared the beginning of each aliyah. So the Gemara now asks, the v'chula parsha lo, but he's not allowed to read the entire parsha, meaning all seven aliyahs, he's not allowed to read them, he's only allowed to look at the beginning of each aliyah. We have a kasha on this based on the following brisa. The brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Galei Omer, Hatinoga Shabbos Rabban HaMisadim Parshas V'Kordon Ner. The children, the little children who are in cheder, they would prepare the chumash, and they would read by the lamplight, seems to be on Friday night. And the Bryce is indicating that he would be allowed to read the entire paragraph with them, not just the beginning. So the Gemara answers, no, that he would only point to them the beginning of the parak, or in fact the children themselves are also not allowed to read only the beginning, and they wouldn't read any more than that. That's the first answer. The second answer is, no, maybe the children, the little children are different because their Rebbe was there. They were terrified of their Rebbe, and then they would not come to tilt the lamp because of the fear that they had. They wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't dare get up or do anything without the Rebbe telling them. So the machlokas Rishon and the Rambam and the Rashba, whether or not this applies even when the Rebbe wasn't there. Maybe we'll allow school children because they have so much pachad of their Rebbe, even when he's not there, they'll never come to tilt it. That is the opinion of the Rashba. The Rambam ever says, no, this halacha is only like we're saying now, when the Rebbe was actually there. Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik, and Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba. That even when the Rebbe's not there, that's how Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah himself says, maybe we should disagree. Quotes El Rav, quotes many Rishonim Achram disagree with this Rashba. So either way, that's the halacha over here. Okay, now we'll continue the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Kiyotu Balechal Azavim Azava, that a Zav shouldn't eat together with a Zava because it might lead to Haragal Avera, that they're going. We're going to see what that Haragal Avera is in a minute. The Gemara now says, Tanya, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Borei had heichan parts of Tar Bisrael. See how widespread people are so machmir about being pure, that really chulin betara is not a din d'oraisa, that a person has to have, we know truma, right, those things, Meister Shani for sure, truma, all those things need to be tahor, need to be pure. However, when it comes to having chulin, just regular food, not making sure that it doesn't come impure, that is only a din d'rabanan seemingly. And yet people are so makbid about it that we should, what's the deal that people are so makbid about having chulin betara? Because we didn't learn in the Mishnah, lo yochal ator metmea, that a tor may not eat with a tame woman, because, meaning that's going to lead to an avera, because we are assuming that they would never eat together. That's what Rashi points out. They're never going to eat together because he knows not to eat with her because he doesn't want his food to become tame. The only problem is, azav shouldn't come to eat with the zava because they're both eating tame foods anyway. So since they're both eating tame foods, they're going to come to eat normally, and that will lead to hergaver, which is the sin. Eventually, they're going to be in an intimate setting. They're going to come to have relations, and having relations obviously is an iser daraisa for a man to have relations with a zava. So the Gemara now says, Kiyotzeba, the Braisa continues, Lo yochal zav parashim zav ama'aretz. A zav who is a from guy shouldn't eat with a zav who is an ignorant, someone who's not machmir about halacha. Shemar yargil etzel, because he's going to come, the from guy is going to come to be eating with the zav a lot, and that is going to be a problem. The Gemara asks, what is that problem? V'chim ragil etzel mayhavet, what is the issue if he eats with him a lot? So the Gemara says, no, maybe you should assume that the Braisa is supposed to be saying that he's going to come to give him tame foods. But the Gemara asks, we're talking about a Zav over here. Zav, everything he touches is Tame anyway. He's going to be eating Tame anyway. Atu Zav Parish Lav Dvarim Tame Machil. He's eating everything that's Tame right now. So what's the difference if he eats Tame with more with this guy who doesn't know any halacha? So says the Gemara, no, Amar Abaye, Gzera Shami Yachlan Dvarim Shainam Masukanem. If you're going to come to eat with him, you're going to friends with him, then he's going to start giving you more and more of his house food. And even you're going to not eat with him when you're in a Zav state. And he's going to give him food that Trumas and Maestros weren't taken off. And if you're not eating the Trumas and Maestros, obviously that's a big problem. It's all to come up to my. However, Rava disagrees. Rava says, Amar Rova Mayaritz Masrim. No, most people who are Amaratzim, they do in fact take off Truma Meiser. So we're not going to make a Gzera. Rashi says it to be like a Gzera, like Gzera. Because you're going to make a Gzera that you shouldn't eat with him while you're Zav, because then you'll come to eat with him when you're not a Zav. But if you're eating with him when you're not a Zav, that's also Dindar Abundant, that is maybe he really did take off Truma Meiser. So Rav argues that this really Gzera, like Gzera. So it can't be that that's the reason. So says the Gemara, what is the reason of Rava? Elashemar Yaragil Etzlo. The Bryce is telling you that you shouldn't eat with him because you're going to be eating with him a lot. The Frum guy is going to be eating with the Zav a lot. And what's the issue with that? And the person who's ignorant, who's not makbid about Tuma Vitara, when you're in a state of Tahara, you're going to start eating by him also because you're going to become best friends with him. And then you're going to be eating Tuma when you're Chulin Betuma, when you are Tahar. And that again, we pointed out, there's a Din Darabanan, ideally to not have Chulin in a state of Tuma. So that was, according to Rava, what the Gzera was in the Braisa. Now the Gemara continues. They asked though, Ibailahu, Nida Masha Tishan and Bala, can a Nida, once we're asking about Xeros and things like that, can a Nida sleep with Razin? He be bigda, vehu be bigda, if they're each sleeping with their garments. So apparently, and we see this clearly for different occasions also. But saying Kriyashma when you're sleeping and things like that, that they didn't used to wear clothing when they went to sleep. They didn't have pajamas like we had nowadays. So if the husband and the wife were sleeping with this would be a shinoi. There'd be you changing your what you normally do. If they're both wearing their garments, they're changing what they normally do. So then maybe that would be the din over here would be mutter because that's a shinoi. Is that enough? So the Gemara answers now. Amar of Yosef Tashma, we can bring a proof from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah in Chulin, Ha'of Ola Megvina LaShulchan Vein Enachal. The chicken, can you eat chicken on the table with, you can put it on the chicken with on the same table, but you're not allowed to eat them together. There's an Isser Dere Beit Shammai. There'd be an Isser Dere Abanan, according to Beit Shammai, to eat chicken and cheese. And so therefore, there's no gzera to put them on the same table at the same time, because that'd be like a gzera like gzera. However, Beis Hillel Omer, Lo El Ochev, Lo Olev, Lo Nechal. Chicken can't go up on the same table with cheese, and you also can't be eaten with, obviously, can't be eaten with cheese. So now, why is Beis Hillel Machmir? So that's a whole shaila, because why isn't it a problem of gzera like gzera? We know that eating chicken with meat is only an Isser Derabanan. And so, putting on the same table is like zero, that you're gonna come to eat it. But if I come to eat it, that's also derabanan. So, putting on the same table is like zero, so that the Rishonim deal with, maybe it's all one zero, they somehow get out of it. You're gonna come to Rashi's, you're gonna come to Bishol, you'll come to, that's all one zero, that you'll come to cook it and do the dindaraisa. But either way, for our purpose over here, we're making the tushta, we're saying that if chicken can't be put together with dairy on the same table, then obviously also a couple who is a nida should also not be together, even huba bigda huvdada, that'd be the same gzera, a similar gzera. So the Gemara rejects this comparison. The Gemara says, shiny asim deleka deos. No, it's different in the case of the guy eating chicken and dairy on the same table, that even though Basil's machmer over there, there's only because there are not literally minds, it means two people. That when it comes to the case of the chicken, it's one person eating chicken and milk on the same table, he's going to come to eat them both together. That's clear that that's what will happen. However, when it comes to here, the two people, the husband and the wife, will remind each other not to sin, and therefore maybe it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Mastava, and also this rejection seems to be correct, because saying that when there's multiple people, things will change. De Katani say, because the latter part of the Mishnah stated the following, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Achsanoim Ochen Al Shulchan Echad. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that two people who are guests at a hotel, they're mutter to eat together at the same table. And this one's eating meat and this one's eating cheese and they're not concerned at all. You don't have to be afraid that they're going to come to eat from each other's food. So we see that when two people are eating together, we're not afraid of this gzera. So the Gemara is about to reject this. Gemara says that no, that's not true. There's a fundamental difference. Velavit marla, that halacha, we said about that ruling, that we qualified that ruling. What was the qualification? Amar of Chanan Bar Shmuel, Amar of Shmuel, Lo Shana Lo Shin Makirin Zetzeh. When do we say this halacha? When they don't know each other. Since they don't know each other, I'm never going to come to eat off a random guy who's, I'm eating the hotel break across from him or at some random cafe somewhere. I'm not going to eat his food if he's sitting across from me. I don't know who he is. That'd be ridiculous. However, Makirin Zetzeh, assume if he's my friend, then I would maybe potentially come to eat off his plate, and therefore it would in fact be usher for them to eat together. So we see that when there's multiple people, you can still have a gzira. So maybe we should also be machmer in regards to a nida and a husband and a nida, even if they're doing a shina, maybe we should still be machmer. So the Gemara says, V'haninami, and then that's the end of the comparison, which I just pointed out already, that the Nida and her husband, also Makir and Zed, Ninu, are people who know each other, so we know, so if these two people know each other, and then Nida and her husband should not be permitted to sleep together. So the Gemara, even with their clothing. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara rejects this, of Hachi Ashta Hasam, when the case of the guests, Deos Ika Shinoi Leka, but there's still a fundamental difference. There was no Shinoi, they didn't do anything different. They were just eating normally, so then you're gonna come to eat the other guy's food. However, Hacha Ika Deos Ika Shinoi, you have multiple people, meaning the husband and the wife, two people, and you also have the fact that they're doing a heker by wearing clothing. They're fundamentally a heker. So the Gemara says now, just an ikar d'amrei, also very similar of what we just said. The Gemara says, ikar d'amrei tashma, we learn a proof of the following. Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Galamela, Mershneach, Nesem Ochlen al Shulchan Echad, Zeh Basar V'Zegvina, V'Eit Mar Allah, not as a kasha, but just we stated regarding that, Amar Shmuel, Baruch Amar Shmuel, Loshana Elashin Makirin Zed Zeh, that this halach of the Mishnah, when guests are allowed to eat at the same table, is when they don't know each other. V'Makirin Zed Zeh, Aser. So the Gemara concludes, Vahananami Makirin Zaninu, so there just wasn't Akasha, this Ikonami just said it clearly, originally as a proof, that two people who don't know each other, also we should say that the Nida and her husband should be Usher, even if they're sleeping in the same clothing, which the Gemara again rejects it with the same rejection we said before, that there's a fundamental difference, you can't bring a proof from there. Hasam Deos Ika Shinoleka, when it comes to over there, there was no Shinoi. When it comes to the eating, they were eating in a normal way, however, Hacha Ika Deos Ika Shinoi, there are multiple people and there is a Shinoi. Just to point out 30 seconds, the Halacha, that this is, people have to know this. If you have someone eating meat at a table, it's usher for the other person to eat cheese if it's two people if you know each other. So what do? So you can make a heker, you can make if you make something different, then it would be mutter. So you put something on the table that's not normally on the table, that would be mutter then for you to eat basar and chalav at the same table, as long as you have something in between you that would remind you not to eat from each other's food. So take something off the table, take like, I don't know, whatever it might be, a stand or flowers or something that's not on the table normally and put them on the table, and that's the halacha over here. Now the Gemara continues though. The Gemara says, Tashma, we bring a proof from our Mishnah, Lo yochal azav im azav mishum hergal avera. We bring a proof from the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? That azav shouldn't eat together with azava because it might lead to sin, because they're going to come to have relations with each other and they're going to come to sleep together. So we seem to say that we should be machmir about this. And the Gemara says, no, hacham nami deos ika shinoleka. That was because there was no shinoi. There's nothing reminding them not to sin because they were doing nothing different. However, in our case, when the couple is sleeping clothed, maybe we should say that that's mutter because there was a shinoi. So says the Gemara, Tashma, we could bring a proof from the following. Says the Gemara, Tashma, El Arim, Lo Achal. The Pasuk says, this Pasuk is in Yecheskel talking about, Rashi says, talking about a tzaddik who is, he doesn't have to rely on zechus avos. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, learns this out from, that we're talking about a tzaddik over here, doesn't have any zechus avos. So what did he do? On the mountains, he didn't eat, so he's not relying, the mountains are reference to the avos. He doesn't need to rely on his avos. He has his own zechusim. Ve'enav lanasal glia beis Yisrael, his eyes didn't lift towards avodah zarah, from him and the family of Israel. Ve'es eshes res lotima, and his neighbors, he did not have relations with, El Isha Nida Lo Yikrav, and also a woman who's a Nida, he did not approach. So now the Gemara says, what's the halacha from here? Makish Ida Nida Ishis Re'eh. We see over here a woman who's a Nida to his friend's wife. What's the comparison? The following. Ma Ishis Re'eh, Hibibigda Asur, just as in a case where we have a friend's wife, it's forbidden for him to sleep with her, even if he is in his garment, she is in her garment. Why is that? Rashi says there's an Isra Derais of Yichud. How are they in the same room together? Obviously, they're not allowed Kol Shekein, they're not allowed to be in together in an intimate setting, even if with their clothing. That would be an Isra Derais. So too says the Gemara, Ishta Nida, Hibibig David Bida Asr. So too, in the case of one's wife who's a Nida, it's forbidden to sleep with her even if she is in his garment and he is with her garment. Shmamina, we learn from here that her husband may not sleep with her even if they are both clothed. That is what comes out of this Lima. Jachram just has a kasha, then why don't we also learn there be an Isr Nida with a wife? We know that that's not the case. Suga Bashoshanim, Ayin Deachonim, Tosu seems to get to that a little bit. Okay, that's a kasha if you want to look further into it. The Gemara continues now. A Pligid Rapra, this disagrees with Rav Pedas. That the only time the Torah it's in Isra Deraisa is literally when a person's having relations. However, having just hergel, having negia bederech chiba, like having a touching in a matter that is in a loving way, would not be an Isra Deraisa. That would not be an Isra Deraisa. Shenemar as kolisha shevasel dekrov lagaros erva. The pasuk says each person should not approach any close relative to uncover their nakedness. Uncovering the nakedness implies only the din deraisa would be with regards to having real relations. So that this machlokas amoraim actually seems to be machlokas lamaisa rishronim between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam holds an Isra Deraisa of a man have negiya shalob derechiba with any of the arayos, with a nida, with any arayos, and potentially yarag val yavor. If you hold that it was red arayos is usher, so we say al katza, that's the Rambam Shita, and the Ramban holds that maybe potentially it's only an Isser de Rabbanan. So that would be a very far-fetched machlokas, but that seems to be the machlokas Amoraim over here as well. And here the Ramban actually reinterprets this Mimra. Either way, the Gemara continues now, Ula kehavi aysen mibei Rav, when Ula would come home, we see that having Menashek lehul achvayu abe chadayu, so he would kiss his sisters on their chests. Some say it was on his hands. So the Gemara says, there seems to be a stir in Ula. De Amar Ula, afilu shum kriva aser. Any sort of closeness is prohibited between a man and a woman. Mishum lech armenira. Go away from the Nazir. Choschol chamer lo tzikrav. Go around. Do not approach a vineyard, meaning for the Nazir, we're very machmir. Don't go anywhere near wine, because it's an issur d'oraisa for you to have wine. We're extremely machmir. So too a person should be extremely machmir about these persons, even your sister, even people who you're not afraid you'll come to do erva, because you don't have a taiva for them. It would still be an issur and should avoid it. So this is a shaila. How do we pass on lechel ma'isa? The Rambam, according to Rav Moshe, it's an Isser Darabanan, that was his read of the Rambam. The Rambam just says it's Derech Tipshus, that it's a dumb thing to be doing for a person to be hugging and kissing his sisters, and the Rav Moshe learns that that's an Isser Darabanan. However, I know Rav Schechter's more Mekel, that he just thinks that was a Derech Olam then, was dumb thing to be doing. Rav Schechter is more Mekel, I think the Mina Olam is to be Machmer, like Rav Moshe, ideally a person should not be hugging and kissing his sisters. Rav Schechter is a little bit more Mekel, again, with what parameters would be Shaila, but it seems to be that the more consensus opinion of Hagnus Achronim is like Rav Moshe. So that would be Aser, but it maybe not an Isser D'oraisa, but still, meaning the difference if it's not Isser D'oraisa Rabbanan, maybe when it comes to Kavod, when you have a Kavod Abrios, maybe there'd be room not passing here, maybe there'd be room to be a little bit more make it. Because here's the now, Tanadav Eliyahu. We have taught in the name of Eliyahu. So the Shaila is that we're talking about Eliyahu Navi. According to most Achronim, that is, whenever we say Dav Eliyahu, many times we are referring to stories of Eliyahu HaNavi. There is the Be'er Sheva as the Das Yachid. Seems to be rejected that maybe we're just talking one of the Tanaim's name was Eliyahu. Either way, what would happen over here? Maisa b'tamid echad, there was a case that there was once a student, Shoshana Harbe, who was a big masmid, he was learning a lot of Torah, Vekar Harbe, and he learned a lot, and b'shimesh tamid echad, and he also was a mishamish, he spent much time, he was serving some of the tamid echachamim, umeis b'chad siyama, but yet he still died young. So v'haisa ishtu no tell his tefillin, his wife would take his tefillin, umachsaram b'vaitan gosba to Joshua, and he'd bring them around the houses of the Beis Medrash, Ramalahem, and she would complain, Ksiv Batorah ki uchayacha varachamecha. She dafka quoted this passage because it's your life and the length of your days. What's the double lashon? Seems to be an olam haza and olam haba. You can have a long life and also have olam haba. So balish shina harbe vekara harbe turning to nasaman of shina shama vel charma habib neimam meis bechatz yomav. Why did my husband die young? V'lo haya adam machzir davar. No one knew what to answer her because it seemed to be right. So Pamachas Rechad Zetzu Eliyahu now is saying, I once visited her, Eliyahu, or the Tana, whichever version you want to hold of. Vaisa Masicha Kolosa Ma'oran, and she told me the whole story. Vamartila, and Eliyahu said to her, Biti Menedosech Ma'oeslech, what was she doing when you were in Nida? What did he do with you? Marlo Chasu Shalom Fidbasak Nalo Naga, he never come close to me. We're extremely machbid about Hilchas Nida. He was very firm guy. However, what were the times where you have 7 clean days? We know a Zava has to count 7 clean days of Tumah, right? The difference, if she sees 3 days in a row, I don't want to get to all the Pratim over here, but you still have to have the Shivan Akim, and she's still fully Tameh. So the Gemara says, so he ate and he drank with me, and he slept without clothing. And so he was not Makbid on the Harchakos when she was an Ida, when she was a Zava rather. But obviously we never had relations. So the Gemara says that Eliyahu responded with a Harif Musar, V'amartel, Baruch HaMashar Hargo, he should have died. Shalonas upon the Torah, your husband didn't show respect towards the Torah. Sharei Amas Torah, V'alesha Menadas Melotzi Krav, a person should come close to his wife when she's unclean. So the Gemara says, Ki Asar Avdimi Amar Mit, Sodavai. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Rishonim are bothered though. At the end of the day, how could this Talmud Chacham make such a mistake? So some say, maybe we're only talking about the time of Takanas Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Takanas Rabbi Zera was that we machmer that every woman is a Zava. That's a Takana Derabanan. So maybe, but still, even a Derabanan though, he should have been machmer. So they say maybe Ramban has a whole theory that maybe after 7 days they used to go to the mikvah. Before Takanas Rabbi Zera, they used to go to the mikvah after 7 days, Midaraisa, and then they would still be machmer to count Shivan Akim, but still there would be, a lot of people would be Mekel. So even that though, Eliyahu was upset with him. Lamaisa, we nowadays don't, we require every single woman to have a Shivan Akim. We're machmer for Takanas Rabbi Zera in kimat every single circumstances under the sun. Either way, so we hear and we see over here someone died for not being machmer about it. The Gemara says Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Mita Achas Havis. Rav Dimi says that they were on the same bed, and he thought it was mutter, and since he was Tanach Chacham, he was punished excessively for even this Dinner Banan of not having one bed. So that's a halach lemais also. A woman when she's in a nida cannot be in the same bed as his wife, so they have a separation. The Rambam seems to say, as long as they're not touching, we're a little bit more machmir, that's different gedarim for a different achronim, you'll fall off. But whatever it is, there should be some sort of separation between the husband's bed and his wife's bed when she's in Nida. In Eretz Yisrael, they said, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Sinar, Mafsik, Binada, Binada. Some sort of belt that was between them and her. Again, not enough to be that was a problem, and that was the continuation. Now we're continuing the Mishnah. Now we're going into the Mishnah, discusses the halachas that were said in the name of, that were, when Beis Shammai made gzeros above Beis Hillel. There was more than Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and they made a lot of gzeros, and the Gemara is going to say that Beis Hillel ended up hearing them and agreed, but Beis Shammai wanted to try to chop around, like our chef always says, like in the Senate, when there's not, when they see there's a lot of people not around, maybe they'll do a quick vote. Same thing over here, Lahavdil, that they were trying to make a quick vote and make these halachas. There'll be a lot of halachas in the next few daf, and we discuss all these halachas. Here's the Mishnah.
Ve'elu min ha'alachos, these are the laws, she'amru be'aliyos Chanan ben Chizkiah ben Goron, that the Chachamin, who were in the upper chamber, Chanan ben Chizkiah Goron, she'alu v'akro, they went to visit him, and okay, they went to see him, nimnu, and they made a vote, and ve'rabu b'sham b'shilo, shmonasar gomad v'vizom, and so the b'shilo saw that they had more people, they made a lot of takanas, and there's 18 things that they were maskim to, and now the Gemara doesn't relate, that b'shilo eventually came back and were maskim to these Gemaras, not to these halachas. So now the Gemara says, firstly, just on the question, now, Amar le'abaye, the Rav Yosef, elu tnan, o ve'elu tnan. With the lashon of the Mishnah, it starts with the words, these are, or, and these are. And what's Gemara gonna explain? What does this mean? The elutan, if you thought, and these are, so hadarminan, so that's just continuing the ones that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, like for example, lo yafleg Caleb, to not shake out your garments by the lights, or to shake out your garments on Shabbos. Oh, elutan, or these coming laws that we're gonna mention in the Hemsheikh of the next Mishnayos are considered part of the 18. So the question is, the previous Mishnah we just learned, are those part of the Yurchis Gzeres or not? David the Mayor Kamat. So the Gemara now says, these are about to state below, meaning the ones that we're gonna state further. So Shailas again, is our Mishnah included in the count of 18 or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma Gerai from the Braisa, in Poland or Anervein Kornor, you can't shake off your garments on Shabbos by the light of the lamp, and also not read by the light of the lamp, because you're going to come to tilted. So we see over here clearly that the Mishnah, the Braisa expounded that these two halachas are part of the 18 Shmamina ve'elutnan, so that we see from here the Reisa that we can apply that to the Mishnah as well, that the Girsha should be ve'elutnan, meaning and these are, and we're continuing from the previous Mishnah that shaking out things by the light and also by reading by the light, Shmamina, that is going to be part of the Gzeiros of the Yod Ches Gzeiros, the 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel discussed. So now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Mikas of Megillas Tainus. So who wrote the Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus was, Rashi says, was written on a Megillah. It was the 35 or so days that are mentioned over there, that it's usher to, because of Nisim and miracles that happen, it's usher to fast on those days. And the Gemara already said back then that already might love Megillas Tainus, except for Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim mentioned over there. So then they were a collection of things that were written around the time of Chorban Bayit Sheni, around 100 years before. Amar says, Amru Chanan ben Cheskiah Osia, so he was around 100 years before end of Bayit Sheni, so he wrote it. Shayim Mechab ben Satzaros, because they cherished the troubles, meaning that they were so amazed and thanked Hashem when they had a miracle, that they praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu and celebrated them as holidays when they were saved. So Amar Moshe Magamil, Afan Mechab ben Satzaros. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, also we too, in our times, we are happy with everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yeshua. Aval Manasish Nabandim Lechtov, if we write them all down, speaking, we have so many troubles all the time that we can't, we're not, it's going to minimize it. They only had a few, so when they did have them, they would make a yomtiv. However, us, and make an Isser to fast and make a special day out of it. Over here, us, we don't have enough. Another reason why we don't write down our dates nowadays, in Shota Nifka, someone who's, it's a Shota, someone who doesn't know anything, is not able to understand when he's getting attacked. So too, we have so many of them, we were not understanding. That a flesh of a dead person doesn't feel the pain of a very sharp knife, like a scalpel. So the Gemara has a problem with this analogy. The Gemara says, "Any, is that really true?" So again, they're proving that we don't write down our times that we're saved, because we're saved all the time. We're not going to appreciate it. So the Gemara says, "Any, we're just on the comparison though, that the flesh of a dead person doesn't feel the pain of a knife." The Gemara says, "Is that really true though?" V'hamar of Yitzchak Kasha Rima Lamachad Lameis Kamachad Basar Chai. The painful is the dead a pin is so painful to death, worms are painful to the dead person as pins are to a living being. We see that the dead people do feel things. Shenemar, ach b'sar lav yichav, v'nav shol lav tehavel. The pasuk says, the person's flesh is going to be pain over itself, and the soul is going to be mourned over itself. We're showing that the person does feel the pain, the dead person. So the Gemara says, you're right, so we have to fix the analogy. In b'sar meis, shemar markish be'zemel. The dead flesh of a living person doesn't feel the pain of a scalpel. You have dead flesh, you don't feel that. So that's what we're referring to over here. That's the comparison. Again, and the comparison was that we don't feel the sense of the tzara that we're really in. So Meretz Hashem, maybe we should all make the siyum of this machala, and Hashem saves us all from this. We'll also make a yom to maybe we'll appreciate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Ketivus Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yudah Rav, Berav Zachor Yisrael Shatov, that this person is remembered good, V'chanin Medchiz Kishmo, Shemalihun Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. At his time also, people were talking about Sefer Yecheskel, about maybe hiding it, putting it in Geniza, burying it and not learning it anymore. Why? There are things that seem to contradict the Torah. Rashi points out that one of the psukim says that the Kohanim shouldn't eat nevela trefa. That implies that Yisrael isn't allowed to eat nevela trefa. Nisr d'Oraisa, the Torah tells you you're not allowed to eat nevela trefa. And there are other examples of such things that are a little bit controversial. They mention that you could interpret the wrong thing about when to bring the korban. It talks about bringing the korban on the 7th of Nisan. We don't have such a day of bringing anything over there. So that is the Shaila. So it seemed to be contradictory. The Torah, they wanted to nigzar because people don't understand it. Ma'asa, what do you say? Hello, Shoshmos Garbi Shemen. He brought up 300 barrels of oil. Rashi says that to have the light and also to have food, people to be able to eat a lot of food over there, and therefore Biyashav Elad Darshan, everyone came to the shir, and he learned the Pasuk Yecheskel to reconcile the Torah to see that there's no stiras. We just see an agha point over here. The best way to get people to come to a shir is make sure you have a very, very good buffet. Food will be served. People will come. A very big thing. And when people have food at a shir, we see from this here over here that he got everyone to come, and then he was Dorish Yecheskel, and everyone realized that they were things. So now we're going to go to the Shmona Sardar Gazu. We're going to discuss all these measures. Many of them have to do with Tumah Vitara. We will get more into the Tumah Vitara Prat. We'll get to them tomorrow. So we're just going to discuss the first 10, and then the Mishnah, because the Gemara itself will analyze all of them. So we'll get more to discussing the exact details tomorrow. What are the 18 measures? Just now, the first one, these are going to passel the Truma. Again, just 3 seconds. So when we have Rishon L'Tumah, Sheni L'Tumah, Shlishi V'Truma. Sheni L'Tumah is Tamei for Truma, but however, these things are going to become a Shlishi, and a Shlishi is passel because it can't passel something else. It's not going to be called, you can't eat it as Truma, but you cannot. It's not going to puzzle another thing with regards to Shema. Again, we'll get into more details tomorrow. Ha'ochel ocha rishon. Someone eats food that's a rishon. Normally, a person can never become tame if he eats food that's a rishon. Here, we're midarabanan, and we're going to go there that he's like a sheni and make tuma unfit if he touches it. Ve'ochel ocha sheni. Even someone who eats a sheni latuma is also going to become a sheni. Again, we're going to discuss these. Vashos amashkin tmei. Someone who drinks liquids that are tame, and the person who drinks them is going to become a sheni latuma. Ve'abar rosh avruba mayim shuvim. Someone who went into the mikvah of rosh avruba, most of his body into mikvah of drawn water that was not by a mikvah of natural rainwater, that's possible for a mikvah if he goes like he's become tame. Normally just taking a shower, what's the problem with that? We're going to see. Vitar shal varosh v'ribo, and also a tar whose head or greater part of his body fell like he took a shower. Shol shal gemayim shuv, and 3 luging of drawn water also has become tame midar banan. V'hasefer, and also a holy text is going to become tame. V'a diamond and someone's hands v'tul yom, and someone who immersed that day in the mikvah, we're going to ask, that's deraisa, that he's not tamei tar. Again, we're going to ask all these things. Va'ochan hakelim shenit mashkim, and foods and drinks that got tamei from liquids, those things are going to be tamei as a sheni. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Mirtzah Shem will pick up from here tomorrow, giving more details about Tumah Vitara. Adkan for today.